In March 2021, a digital artwork by Beeple sold for a staggering $69 million at Christie's auction house, catapulting NFTs into mainstream consciousness. This wasn't just another art sale, it was a watershed moment, signaling a fundamental shift in how we value digital assets. The NFT Handbook by Matt Fortnow and Quinn Harrison Terry arrived at the perfect moment, offering guidance through this new frontier. The book quickly became required reading for celebrities like Paris Hilton, Snoop Dogg, and Mark Cuban, who have collectively invested millions in digital collectibles. Beyond celebrity endorsements, NFTs have disrupted traditional art markets, with major institutions like Sotheby's and Christie's embracing these digital tokens. What makes this revolution particularly fascinating is how it's democratizing art collection and creation. No longer are the gates kept by elite galleries and auction houses. With transaction volumes exceeding billions of dollars and growing adoption across industries from sports to music to real estate, NFTs represent not just a technological innovation, but a cultural paradigm shift in how we define ownership in the digital age. The psychology of collecting runs deep in human nature. We desire things others can't have. Remember the Beanie Baby craze of the 1990s? Ty Warner created artificial scarcity through limited distribution and strategic retirement of certain toys, causing $5 plushes to sell for thousands on the emerging eBay platform. While that bubble eventually burst, it demonstrated our fundamental attraction to scarcity. NFTs, non-fungible tokens, harness this same psychological drive but solve real problems that physical collectibles cannot. Unlike cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, where each coin is identical to another, NFTs are unique digital items verified and secured by blockchain technology. Think of them as digital certificates of authenticity that prove ownership, origin, uniqueness, and permanence. The token part refers to how they utilize existing blockchains, primarily Ethereum, rather than creating their own. The non-fungible aspect means they can't be freely exchanged like dollars or Bitcoin. Each NFT has distinct characteristics and a maximum supply of one, making it irreplaceable. Even when NFTs have multiple editions, like a limited series of 30, each numbered edition remains a unique token with its own blockchain identity. NFTs extend far beyond just digital art, encompassing videos. NBA Top Shot has generated over $500 million in sales. Audio, Kings of Leon's NFT album generated $2 million. 3D models, written content, in-game items, digital trading cards, virtual real estate. A single plot in Decentraland sold for $572,000. Blockchain domain names, event tickets, and even tweets. Jack Dorsey's first tweet sold for $2.9 million. Each NFT contains various aspects: a name, main content, the digital asset itself, preview content for non-visual NFTs, description, attributes, especially important for gaming items, unlockable content, exclusive material only visible to the owner, ongoing royalty percentages for creators on future sales, and supply information. What's fascinating is that an NFT isn't actually storing your digital artwork on the blockchain. That would be prohibitively expensive and inefficient. Instead, the NFT contains metadata pointing to where the content is stored, typically on cloud services or the decentralized interplanetary file system. The NFT itself is essentially a smart contract based on standards like ERC 721 for Ethereum-based NFTs. For NFTs to maintain value beyond speculation, they need extrinsic elements: a compelling creator story, translatable reputation, and future assurance of lasting value. Beeple's record-breaking $69 million sale succeeded because his why was convincing. 14 years of daily digital art creation, his reputation was authentic, and he provided future assurance by continuing to create. Without these elements, NFTs risk becoming just another digital fad. The fine art world harbors a shocking secret. According to Switzerland's Fine Art Expert Institute, potentially 50% of art in circulation is forged or misattributed. This staggering statistic exists within a global market worth $64 billion annually. Recent high-profile scandals illustrate this vulnerability. A $10 million Franz Hals portrait, sold in 2011, was exposed as a forgery in 2016, potentially part of a $255 million Old Masters forgery scandal. The prestigious Knoedler Gallery sold over 24 forgeries worth $80 million between 1994-2008. The art world's authentication system relies on connoisseurs who make entirely subjective assessments based on their supposed expertise, a fundamentally flawed approach. The documentary, Who the Hell is Jackson Pollock, perfectly illustrates this problem. Despite forensic evidence matching fingerprints and paint composition between a thrift store painting and verified Pollock works, art experts refuse to authenticate it, claiming it simply doesn't sing like a Pollock. Provenance documentation, which traces ownership history, is equally problematic. Forgers often claim works are newly discovered with minimal documentation, or they fabricate elaborate false records. Some scammers have even infiltrated prestigious institutions like the Tate Gallery, inserting fake provenance records into their archives. The collectibles market faces similar issues. With an estimated 90% of sports memorabilia potentially counterfeit 20 years ago, the FBI's Operation Bullpen targeted nationwide fraud, resulting in 63 convictions and the dismantling of 18 forgery rings. One convicted forger, Greg Marino, could produce hundreds of forged signatures daily from Babe Ruth to Abraham Lincoln. Physical collectibles also inevitably degrade over time due to ultraviolet light, humidity, oxygen exposure, handling, and accidents, directly reducing their value despite preservation efforts. Digital art faced unique challenges before NFTs emerged. Like the music industry discovered, digital files can be copied infinitely without quality loss. While the music industry eventually developed digital rights management and streaming services, digital artists, especially independents, lacked means to enforce their copyrights across the internet. NFTs solve these fundamental problems. 1. Authenticity. Unlike the fine art world with its subjective experts, NFTs verify authenticity through the blockchain. Each NFT has a unique Ethereum address that can be verified on Block Explorers, no uncertainty required. 2. Provenance. NFTs have built-in provenance through blockchain's chain of title verification. Every owner and transaction is permanently recorded, providing an immutable ownership history. 3. Permanence. Unlike physical collectibles that degrade over time, NFTs remain in pristine condition forever, thanks to blockchain technology. 4. Scarcity. Just as you can't copy Bitcoin, you can't copy NFTs. Each NFT is essentially a cryptocurrency with a supply of one, ensuring its scarcity. 5. Ongoing royalty. Unlike traditional artists who only profit from initial sales, NFT creators can receive ongoing royalties from secondary sales. When their work increases in value and changes hands, artists automatically receive royalties. These advantages leverage blockchain's decentralized structure, which provides additional benefits. No single point of failure, no controlling authority, trustless transactions, faster transfers, lower costs, and protection against inflation through limited supply. Despite their advantages, NFTs aren't perfect. Several significant challenges need addressing as the technology matures. Ethereum's transaction fees, known as gas fees, have become increasingly expensive, sometimes prohibitively so. These fees fluctuate based on transaction complexity and network congestion, similar to surge pricing on Uber. A transaction costing $30 one day might cost $60 the next. Alternative blockchains like Wax, Flow, and Binance Smart Chain offer lower fees through proof-of-stake validation, while sidechains allow gas-free minting until assets transfer to the main blockchain. Content storage presents another vulnerability. While NFT ownership records exist permanently on the blockchain, the actual content, images, videos, etc., typically doesn't. This content must be stored elsewhere, creating potential points of failure. The two main storage solutions are trusted cloud providers, AWS, Google Cloud, and the Interplanetary File System, IPFS. Cloud storage depends on continued payment of hosting fees, risking content loss if marketplaces fail. This reliance on third parties contradicts blockchain's foundational principle of trustless transactions. Imposters pose a significant threat, as scammers can imitate legitimate NFT artists or sources. While marketplaces attempt to address this through validation marks, blue check marks, these systems rely on trusted third parties, again contradicting blockchain's core advantage. Even with blockchain's proof of authenticity, buyers must still verify that creators are who they claim to be. Nothing prevents NFT creators from minting multiple identical NFTs, despite marketing them as unique one-of-one pieces. While creating duplicates after claiming uniqueness constitutes fraud, buyers may still be stuck with items they purchased believing they were unique. Many NFTs include promised perks or physical items that exist outside the blockchain. If creators fail to deliver, buyers have limited recourse. These off-chain elements contradict blockchain's core advantage of trustless transactions, as buyers must trust creators to fulfill promises not encoded in the NFT itself. Environmental concerns have dominated NFT criticism. Ethereum's proof-of-work consensus requires massive computing power and electricity, though NFTs represent only about 1% of Ethereum transactions. Alternative blockchains like Wax and Tezos use proof-of-stake, consuming 99% less energy. And Ethereum's planned transition to proof-of-stake will dramatically reduce NFT's environmental impact. Blockchain systems trade intermediaries for personal responsibility. Users must research transaction partners, protect private keys, and guard against scams. Unlike traditional banking, where unauthorized transfers can be reversed, cryptocurrency and NFT theft is permanent. Common scams include imposter websites, fake administrators on platforms like Telegram and Discord, counterfeit mobile apps, and sophisticated phishing emails. Despite these challenges, the NFT market continues to evolve and address these issues through technological improvements and market maturation. The history of NFTs emerges from converging developments across art, technology, and culture. Andy Warhol transformed the art world by democratizing art appreciation through pop art. Beginning as a commercial illustrator, Warhol's breakthrough came with his Campbell Soup Cans collection, which made art accessible to average people by featuring familiar commercial products and celebrities. Warhol embraced popular culture as his muse, stripped away technical complexity in favor of simplicity, and redefined the artist's role from creator to designer. He even experimented with digital art in 1985 using Commodore's Amiga 1000 computer. Without Warhol's democratization of art collecting, today's diverse NFT community might not exist. Mike Winkelmann, known as Beeple, emerged as the face of the digital art movement with his record-breaking $69 million Christie's auction sale. A computer science graduate, Beeple began his artistic journey creating video loops for DJ sets before challenging himself to create one digital artwork every day, his Everydays project that has continued for over 5,000 consecutive days. Beeple gradually mastered Cinema 4D software, developing a distinctive cyberpunk aesthetic that examines the dystopian intersection of technology and society. His later works grew increasingly provocative, featuring surreal, nightmarish scenes that blend pop culture figures with technological critique, perfectly timed for the NFT revolution. Digital art's origins trace back to the 1950s when Desmond Paul Henry repurposed a WW2 bombsight computer, attaching a plotter to create unique drawings. Despite producing gallery-worthy compositions, early computer art faced dismissal as not real art. The 1960s saw growing institutional support through organizations like Experiments in Art and Technology, 1967, and influential exhibitions like Cyberpunk Serendipity at London's Institute of Contemporary Arts. Early digital art relied heavily on mathematical algorithms, limiting creation primarily to technically minded artists who understood computing. A significant shift came in 1984 when Apple's Macintosh introduced the graphical user interface, democratizing digital creation. For just $195, Mac users could purchase Mac Paint and create digital art. The following decade saw specialized software like Adobe Photoshop, 1988, and Corel Painter, 1990, while Wacom's 1992 tablet computer with cordless stylus became a digital artist's dream. The internet accelerated digital arts growth, with Behance.net launched 2005, becoming the premier platform for digital artists to showcase portfolios. A watershed moment came in 2013 when Philips Auction House and Tumblr held the first digital art auction, selling 16 pieces for $90,600, though buyers simply received hard drives containing the files rather than blockchain-secured ownership. The first true NFT emerged in 2014 when digital artist Kevin McCoy and consultant Anil Dash collaborated to address the problem of artists' work being shared without attribution or compensation. Using the Namecoin blockchain, they registered a video clip and demonstrated a prototype for digital ownership. CryptoKitties, launched by Dapper Labs in November 2017, became the first NFT collection to achieve critical mass. These collectible, breedable digital cats generated $1.3 million in transactions within days of launch and accounted for 15% of Ethereum's network traffic by late 2017. Earlier pioneers included Curio Cards, May 2017, and CryptoPunks, June 2017, 10,000 unique pixel art characters initially given away for free that later transacted over 172,000 Ether. If you're looking to create, sell, or buy NFTs, marketplaces provide the easiest entry point, requiring no coding knowledge or technical expertise to mint tokens. Each platform has its own character, focus, and community. OpenSea is the largest and most popular NFT marketplace, claiming to be the first of its kind. With millions of NFTs and hundreds of millions in sales, it offers the most user-friendly experience for creating, selling, and buying NFTs. The platform hosts diverse NFT types, including digital art, collectibles, music, domain names, virtual real estate, trading cards, and in-game items. OpenSea's advantages include free NFT minting, a one-time gas fee for listing NFTs, and a modest 2.5% commission on sales. Rarible offers a similar experience to OpenSea, but incorporates social media elements like a follow feature. The platform introduced the Rari token, a governance token that rewards active users with voting rights on the platform's future direction. Rarible charges a 5% commission on sales, split equally between buyer and seller. Nifty Gateway positions itself as a high-end NFT marketplace featuring established digital artists, celebrities, and brands like Beeple and Eminem. It's one of the few marketplaces accepting credit/debit cards for purchases, but charges a steep 15% fee on sales. Super Rare specializes in single edition, one of one, digital art NFTs, positioning itself as Instagram meets Christie's. The platform features a strong community, tracks top collectors and trending artists, and includes an editorial section with art-related articles. Atomic Hub runs on the Wax blockchain rather than Ethereum, offering minimal transaction fees and an environmentally friendly proof-of-stake validation system. It's known for selling packs of NFTs with varying rarity levels, similar to trading cards. Foundation is a social media-inspired playground for artists, curators, and collectors. To sell NFTs, creators must be upvoted by community members, maintaining quality standards. NBA Top Shot, created by CryptoKitties developer Dapper Labs, sells video NFTs of historic NBA moments. Built on the environmentally friendly Flow blockchain, it allows credit/debit card purchases and features pack-based collecting with varying rarities. Vive is a mobile app selling 3D image NFTs of major brands like Batman, Ghostbusters, and Star Trek. Users can manipulate these 3D images, adjust their size and angle, and integrate them into photos and social media. Known Origin is an artist-driven marketplace exclusively for digital art NFTs, featuring both primary and secondary markets. Artists must apply and undergo due diligence to sell on the platform. Myth Market focuses on trading card NFTs and serves as a hub for 5 distinct markets: GPK.Market, Garbage Pail Kids, GoPepe.Market, Pepe Meme Cards, Heroes.Market, Blockchain Heroes, KOG's Market, and Shotner.Market, William Shatner Cards. The NFT marketplace landscape continues to evolve rapidly, with new platforms emerging while others disappear as the technology matures and user needs change. Creating and minting NFTs requires no prior blockchain experience. The process involves creating the NFT content, setting up a cryptocurrency wallet, specifically MetaMask, creating an OpenSea account, establishing a collection, and minting the NFT. The main content is the heart of an NFT. This could be digital artwork, a photo, video, GIF, audio file, 3D model, or written content. You don't need advanced skills. You can use photos from your phone, create digital art with free tools like Krita or Bomomo.com, or scan traditional artwork. For those without artistic skills, services like Fiverr or Upwork can help bring ideas to life. Your NFT needs a compelling name to stand out in the crowded marketplace. For unique pieces, you might include one of one to emphasize exclusivity. For multi-edition NFTs, include the edition number, such as 14/30, to indicate which number in the series the NFT represents. Consider adding perks to increase your NFT's value. Gary Vaynerchuk's VFriends collection exemplifies this approach, offering tiered benefits from conference admission to personal access based on rarity. When offering perks, ensure you can legally deliver them and specify whether they're for the first buyer only or for all future owners. Unlockable content provides exclusive material only accessible to the NFT owner. Since NFTs can only contain text as unlockable content, larger files must be securely stored elsewhere with a provided link. For physical perks or additional files, include contact information in the unlockable content. The royalty feature allows creators to earn a percentage from future sales of their NFT. While you can set any percentage, excessively high royalties, like 50%, discourage secondary sales by making it difficult for buyers to profit. A 10% royalty is generally recommended as a balanced approach. To create and sell NFTs, you need an Ethereum wallet to hold ETH and NFTs. MetaMask is the most popular and user-friendly option, functioning as a browser extension. Setting up a MetaMask wallet involves downloading the extension, installing it in your browser, creating a password, and securing your secret backup phrase. This phrase is absolutely critical. Anyone who has it can access and empty your wallet. Never share it with anyone and store it securely offline. OpenSea is the largest and most user-friendly NFT marketplace with no gas fees for minting. After connecting your MetaMask wallet, customize your profile with a profile picture and banner image. Collections on OpenSea function as themed groupings for your NFTs. Even a single NFT must belong to a collection. Your collection should have a cohesive theme, a descriptive name, visual elements, logo, banner, featured image, and a compelling description. Finally, minting your NFT is straightforward. From your collection page, click Add New Item, upload your NFT's main content, enter its name, external link, description, and add optional properties, levels, stats, and unlockable content. When done, click Create, and your NFT is minted. After creating NFTs, selling them requires understanding cryptocurrency exchanges, funding your wallet, and properly listing your items. To sell NFTs, you'll need Ethereum in your MetaMask wallet to cover gas fees. Coinbase is recommended as a reliable cryptocurrency exchange, especially for U.S. users. Setting up a Coinbase account involves email verification, phone verification, and identity verification to ensure account security. OpenSea requires two one-time gas fees, one to initialize your account for selling and another to allow OpenSea access to your items. Gas fees fluctuate dramatically based on network congestion, ranging from $35 to over $800. After funding your MetaMask wallet, you can sell your NFTs through three primary methods: leaving your NFT open for offers, setting a fixed price, or starting an auction. Leaving an NFT open for offers allows you to test the market without committing to a price. Setting a fixed price works well when you have a specific value in mind, though pricing unique pieces requires considering factors like scarcity and your marketing reach. Start with a higher price rather than lower. You can always reduce it later without gas fees on OpenSea, while a low initial price might suggest low value. OpenSea offers two auction types: English auctions, where bids increase with the highest bidder winning, and Dutch auctions, where prices decrease until someone purchases. For English auctions, set a minimum starting bid and reserve price, the minimum acceptable final bid. For Dutch auctions, start with a price higher than expected value to capitalize on FOMO, as the first person to accept wins immediately. Marketing NFTs isn't about overnight success, but building a sustainable collector community. Three major challenges exist: intense competition among NFTs, reputation in traditional spaces doesn't automatically transfer to NFT markets, and there's no algorithm to promote your work. You must drive traffic yourself. Content marketing is essential for NFT success. Creators should document their NFT journey, share their process, and educate their audience well before dropping NFTs. Most potential collectors need time to understand digital wallets and cryptocurrency before they can purchase. Finding and engaging with existing NFT collectors provides valuable insights. Reach out to collectors on platforms like Foundation or OpenSea to understand their motivations, whether they buy for investment, aesthetics, artist support, or revenue generation. Creating market demand requires balancing additions, supply, and price. Following basic economics, optimal pricing occurs where supply meets demand. Too many additions devalue your work, while too few leaves money on the table. Most creators should limit supply since they can still collect royalties on resale. Counterintuitively, giving away NFTs for free can be an excellent market-making strategy. Many successful projects, like CryptoPunks, started by giving away their work. This approach builds momentum and expands your collector base. When early collectors profit from resales, they become enthusiastic advocates for your NFTs. With NFTs rapidly gaining adoption, understanding their legal implications is essential, even though specific legal doctrine hasn't been established yet. We can make educated guesses about how laws will apply to NFTs by examining how similar technologies, art, and collectibles are treated under existing frameworks. The question of whether NFTs constitute securities is crucial because securities must comply with strict SEC regulations. During the 2017 ICO boom, the SEC determined most cryptocurrencies were securities using the Howey test, which examines whether an investment involves 1. Money investment, 2. A common enterprise, 3. Profit expectation, and 4. Profits derived from others' efforts. Unlike cryptocurrencies, NFTs likely don't qualify as securities because they generally lack a common enterprise and aren't typically promoted by third parties for value appreciation. Most NFTs function more like art or collectibles than investment vehicles. Intellectual property rights are fundamental to NFTs, particularly copyright and trademark protections. Copyright gives creators exclusive rights to print, publish, perform, film, or record their creative work. When purchasing an NFT, you're not acquiring its copyright, only the right to use and display the NFT for personal purposes. You cannot distribute copies, create derivative works, or use the content commercially. The creator retains all copyright unless there's an express written agreement transferring these rights. NFT creators should use original artwork or properly licensed content. Using random images from the internet likely violates copyright law and could result in monetary damages and forced removal from marketplaces. The right of publicity gives individuals control over their identity, including name, image, likeness, and voice. For NFT creators, using someone's image without permission for commercial purposes is generally prohibited. The transformative use test determines whether a work using a celebrity's likeness has been sufficiently transformed to become primarily the artist's expression rather than just a celebrity's likeness. Contract law applies when NFT sellers offer perks or include unlockable content. When selling NFTs with perks, those perks become part of the contractual consideration. It's vital to describe perks with specificity to avoid misunderstandings. NFTs are not immune from taxation. Various tax considerations apply to NFT transactions, including sales tax, income tax, and capital gains tax. Creators selling NFTs are responsible for paying income tax on their sales, though they should be able to deduct expenses related to creation, minting, listing, and promotion. NFT sales are subject to capital gains tax on the difference between purchase and sale prices, calculated in dollar value rather than cryptocurrency units. NFTs will likely be considered collectibles, subject to a higher 28% federal tax rate for long-term gains. NFTs have a bright future beyond just digital art, serving as a bridge to digital economies that will touch everyone. Three key areas will define NFTs' future: the metaverse, non-bankable assets, and digital wallets. The metaverse represents the internet's evolution, a culmination of our shared online space with augmented and virtual reality technologies. While we may not reach a comprehensive metaverse like the Oasis from Ready Player One for decades, metaverses are already being built in various siloed forms through video games, live streaming platforms, and VR applications. The metaverse is the natural home for NFTs. Just as people spend money on items in physical environments they enjoy, the same happens in digital spaces, particularly video games, where players spent $380 billion on in-game digital assets in 2020. Metaverse communities create natural hierarchies where digital possessions signal status, similar to how sneakerheads display their collections at SneakerCon. Non-bankable assets, fine art, antiques, classic cars, real estate, and intellectual property, are traditionally illiquid, requiring high capital and intermediaries. NFTs can revolutionize these assets through tokenization, creating fractional ownership opportunities that increase liquidity and accessibility. For example, a $4.5 million Mercedes 300 SL Gullwing could be divided into 1 million NFTs at $4.50 each, allowing anyone to own a fraction. This approach solves the historical problems of non-bankable assets: inconsistent documentation, low trust, pricing opacity, high transaction costs, and illiquidity. Digital wallets are becoming the most valuable connection point for marketers, payments, and direct communication. Knowing someone's wallet address provides unprecedented access to their financial and collecting activities. It's the new phone number, address, and banking information combined. Digital wallets enable direct connection with anyone by sending NFTs directly to their wallet. When peer-to-peer digital wallet payments combine with NFTs, businesses gain entirely new ways to offer services and charge customers. Gary Vaynerchuk's VFriends NFTs demonstrate this by selling consulting services through NFTs. Future agencies might bypass banks and expensive billing software, using smart contracts and digital wallets for direct customer transactions. The beauty of NFTs is their undetermined future. No one knows what will become their most prominent use. The NFTification of everything will unfold over the next decade, with opportunities for anyone to participate. The future of NFTs is being written now, and we're all invited to write it together.